student has been sent to a young offenders institute for 2 years and 8 months after admitting throwing a fire extinguisher from a roof during a riot. 18-year-old Edward Woolard was among the thousands in London protesting against university tuition fees on November the 10th. He was filmed throwing an empty metal fire extinguisher from the 7th floor of Millbank Tower as hundreds of people gathered below.
Heavy snow along America's east coast has led to travel chaos on one of the busiest weekends of the year. No flights are coming in or out of New York, and over 1,500 flights have been cancelled nationwide. It's left thousands of passengers stranded on both sides of the Atlantic. US authorities have issued winter storm warnings for nearly the entire eastern seaboard.
Thousands of residents in Australia's third largest city of Brisbane have been evacuated as floodwaters head east. Flash flooding in the city of Toowoomba has left 11 people dead and 77 missing. A wall of water is expected to reach Brisbane later today. Residents who haven't been evacuated have been given sandbags.
If you're worried you might have overindulged this Christmas, the British Heart Foundation's warning you're not alone. It would seem that Brits are piling on the pounds. The British average man weighs 17 pounds more now than in 1986. Women aren't far behind. They're on average 12 pounds heavier. Researchers say the increase among women can be explained by increases in the amount they eat. For men, a poor diet and lack of exercise.
MP Eric Ilsley is facing calls to quit after he admitted falsely claiming £14,000 in parliamentary expenses. The Prime Minister and Labour leader Ed Miliband have both demanded his resignation. The member for Barnsley Central has already been suspended from the Labour Party.
Support for the Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition has fallen sharply since it took office, according to an opinion poll. The ICM poll for The Guardian found 47% of people thought the two parties shouldn't have formed a government, against 43 who did. Back in May, 59% supported the coalition, while 32% were opposed.
A woman has been caught fiddling more than £40,000 in benefits after investigators filmed her playing golf several times a week. Valerie Lewis from Runcorn had claimed it was virtually impossible to walk outdoors without help. She was sentenced to 24 weeks in jail, suspended for 2 years.
A 74-year-old man has shot his neighbours dead in Genoa, Italy, before killing his wife and himself. Police say Carlo Trabono went to a coffee bar where he shot one of his neighbours and chased after another before killing him. He returned home to kill his wife and then shot himself when police surrounded the building. Detectives believe the man thought his wife was having an affair with one of the men next door.
Most shops are expecting a decline in business in the new year, despite millions hitting the high streets in search of a post-Christmas bargain. A survey for the British Retail Consortium found that two-thirds of retailers expected sales to decline in 2011. It's thought the increase in VAT and fears over the economy could put consumers off spending.
The family of Joanna Yates have been visiting the country lane near Bristol where her body was found. Police are hoping to discover how the 25-year-old died when the results of the post-mortem examination are revealed. The investigation could then be declared a murder inquiry. Jo's remains were discovered next to a North Somerset golf course on Christmas morning. She was last seen alive 10 days ago.